The One Caucasus Festival has been and gone, but because of COVID-19 it took on a very different format this year. At first it seemed as though it would be held as it always has been, with musicians from Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia and elsewhere performing in a festival area conceived and constructed by architects from throughout the region and abroad too. Unfortunately, however, a worsening of the pandemic situation in Georgia meant that all those plans had to be shelved at the very last minute, even though entrants would have required either proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test. Of course, One Caucasus isn't just about the music or even the teams comprising Armenian, Azerbaijani and Georgian citizens working alongside an international team of volunteers. It's also about a participatory budget for local communities and educational workshop for kids in the villages in the Maniuli district of the Kfamo-Kartli region. Close to Georgia's borders with Armenia and Azerbaijan, those activities were able to be held regardless of the new restrictions. But something else needed to be done if One Caucasus was to live up to its reputation as the most inspiring festival in the region. So undaunted, the One Caucasus team continued their collaboration started last year with the Georgian National Center for Disease Control and decided to raise awareness of the importance of vaccination in a country where vaccine hesitancy remains high. Not only would they launch a competition for young people to make short videos about combating COVID-19, but they would also take some live music to local villages on a mobile stage while the NCDC would provide a mobile vaccination clinic. This was an important decision given how difficult it is for some villages to travel to hospitals for vaccination in even nearby urban centers. The idea worked out well, and on the last weekend of the festival they visited 6 villages, including the ethnic Armenian Azerbaijani co-inhabited village of Kojorni. Materials on COVID-19 and the importance of vaccination were distributed in the Armenian, Azerbaijani and Georgian languages, given that the region is made up of all 3 ethnic groups. This year's volunteer team, however, was smaller than in previous years because of the pandemic and travel restrictions, so only 3 could fly in from Azerbaijan and only 1 was originally from Armenia. But there were, of course, volunteers from Georgia as well as from Poland and Senegal. And despite the small size of this year's event, there's no doubt that it was a success, and especially because of the vaccination drive. Nevertheless, let's hope it gets back to normal for next year's edition. It's one of the few grassroots projects that genuinely not only brings together people from the regions, but also from capital cities and abroad. Its aim is to foster intercultural understanding and collaboration, so I still live in hope that one day international and local NGOs will seize the opportunity to use the One Caucasus Festival to host their events on the sidelines. With a camping site usually part of the festival, it's a no-brainer for youth in particular. Imagine, spend the daylight hours talking peace and regional integration or cooperation before enjoying live music from Armenian, Azerbaijani and Georgian bands, as well as other countries, when the sun goes down. There are also spaces to screen films or hold other activities. Ultimately, thinking about the One Caucasus Festival that has been running since 2014, peacebuilding stands more of a chance when communities benefit from donor money that instead goes to bureaucratic and often ineffective NGOs, as well as the luxury holiday resorts and hotels where their events are held. Lessons learned from elsewhere are that it is those communities that are directly or indirectly affected by conflict that can make a difference. Give them a stake in elaborating projects that can foster peace, rather than continue with what many critics simply call conflict tourism. Moreover, and like the Tekeli process before it, when you include people from the regions of Armenia, Azerbaijan and Georgia, there's also the opportunity to finally spread the message much wider than the narrow and usually exclusive English-speaking elites from the capital cities of all 3 South Caucasus countries. There's a place for both, of course, but for now it is the masses, as well as the artists, musicians, environmentalists, and other visionaries, that remain excluded from current conflict resolution projects. Yet it is those people that could prove the most credible and effective messengers of all. Roll on, One Caucasus 2022.